All right, I'd like to welcome to the Love and Reality podcast from Temptation Island Season 6, the first season on Netflix. Breon, how are you doing today?
I am great. I appreciate you having me on and excited to talk to you.
I'm excited to chat with you. I think we can agree. Well, maybe not after show, but maybe during the show, you might have been one of the more polarizing figures, good, bad, and indifferent, however you want to look at it on the show. And there was definitely an interesting arc with Breon, the person, from what we see maybe in the first half of the season to the back half of the season.
Yeah.
But before we dive into all of those crazy details in between, I want to get to know you a little bit. Tell us some things about Breon, the person, prior to coming on to Temptation Island.
Yeah, appreciate that question. Born and raised in Sarasota, Florida. Obviously adopted at the age of 4. I was in performing arts a lot growing up. I think I was in Grease, the movie, the play Grease. I was in Footloose. I was Reverend Moore in Footloose. I was Frosty the Snowman as a black guy at Disney World, singing Elvis. So I grew up on stage, and then I got into basketball in middle school, really took it seriously. Got the opportunity to play college basketball. I did 4 years at Murray State. Got to play with Ja Morant, who's a polarizing NBA player. Got my undergrad from there in communications. Went 2 years to Southern University, played basketball there at the HBCU in Baton Rouge. Got my master's in business. And then straight from there, literally a week later, moved to Atlanta, got a job as a financial advisor, and started doing that. And then that was pre-show. Then after the show, I got into medical sales, and I loved it. I get to work with EMS agencies, and it is phenomenal working with people who are saving lives every day. So it's kind of a little bit about me.
I think that one of the most fascinating things about you is, like, no matter how people can attack maybe what they see on the show, it was like, this is a very well-educated man that people are coming after. You know what I mean? You might see something on the screen, but deep down, like, you're a well-educated man with a big background, correct?
Yes. And I know my actions and words didn't align to that on the show, obviously. But I was raised well, strict parents, and that was for the betterment of it, honestly. Be able to get 2 degrees and full ride scholarship, no college debt at all, and just be able to have the career I've had at 26 years old so far, and to be where I'm at, it speaks a lot to people around me, people I align myself with, and so. I've been grateful.
Take us to the first time that you met Shantae.
So that story, we can get some, I guess, tea out. We didn't meet at church, right? We said that a friend from her friend from church introduced us. We actually met at a taco spot, and we got some tacos, and just had some really good conversation, and we clicked right away. She is absolutely hilarious. I didn't get to show it on the show, but she is so funny. I'm the biggest goofball in the world. So we met at a taco spot for the people saying we met at church. But that was my first time meeting her, and it's been amazing ever since.
Obviously, you don't come onto a show of Temptation Island without some highs and lows in your own personal relationship.
Right.
Where did the idea come from, and how did you end up on the island?
Well, they reached out to me, and they are like, "Hey, are you dating someone? Are you not dating anyone?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm in a relationship." Obviously, when anyone gets the call to be on Netflix, as much as people want to say they never, it's a crazy opportunity, right? To be on Netflix. I had never heard of the show Temptation Island, but we were just told, "Hey, this is about growth in your relationship." I was like, "All right, well, that sounds good to us." To be able to grow and to be on the, Netflix is a pretty cool experience at a young age. So we're like, hey, you only live once. Why not go for it? I feel like it was something that could help us. We didn't really know much about it. And, when you get there, it's like, oh, wow, look at all the cameras. We're flying on the helicopters. This is crazy, right? But then you do realize, like, no, this is actually a great time to self-reflect and look at yourself and really actually solve. So what turned out to be like, oh, I'm be on TV, was like, oh, wow. You can really grow here, and you really look at some stuff and address some personal issues that you have, and it actually does help you in the long run. So, how we got there and how it finished, two different ideas, but absolutely incredible experience.
Yeah, for sure. And when you unpack that, like, when you're getting ready to go on the show, you hear the conversations about the boundaries and stuff like that. What's that conversation like, and what's kind of maybe those expectations in your head heading into the show?
Yeah, so the conversations we had about boundaries, obviously, like not to do anything, That was the boundary that was set, right? And I don't want to see, obviously, Shantae on in any type of guy. I know it was weird because I'm not very emotional, right? This is how I grew up. So obviously the boundary was physical, but if she was very hurt, right? But also if she saw that emotional connection too, that would have hurt her just as much. So that was kind of what she was looking for. Like, hey, is he gonna go in here and really make a connection with some people? And then for me, she was, I don't want her doing anything physical with anybody. But she's very emotional, right? So I just wanted her to kind of be more confident about herself and have fun. But the boundaries was not to do anything with anybody. So that was the mindset there.
Yeah, and of course, early on in the process, we hear the word from you, and I made a joke, I think, on my podcast, and I said, if we took a shot every time Breon said threesome, I think we would all get drunk.
I think I saw that was funny. See, some of these jokes are hilarious. I know I sounded ridiculous. Some of the jokes are great. That was funny. I saw that one. Okay, yeah.
So and that's the thing. I mean, it's part of it, right? It's part
Yeah.
of the journey, and obviously how it unfolds, it makes sense of why it's kind of even edited that way to make it look like. And sure, you are saying it that many times, but at the same time, we're editing the storylines together to put the pieces together. Why was that such a big thing for you, though? Like, why was that sexual aspect of the journey so important for you?
For me personally, I think it was just immaturity, right? Honestly, I think coming from college, the lifestyle I lived as, a star basketball player, I think I just used that as like my getaway type thing. I'm not one to do drugs or anything like that. So I guess sex was kind of like my escape, right? And that's a very toxic way to be, very immature mindset to have. And this show really, made me get away from that surface level mindset and more wanting to be more open and vulnerable and realize that a lot deeper relationship and a lot better relationship is made through real connections and vulnerability and emotions and not all physical, right? Physical is an important part of it, but you grow your physical through your emotional, right? And I was just trying to grow the physical and not have the emotional part. And that's something that I really learned on the island. So the threesome thing, obviously I didn't say every word, hey, threesome, good morning, threesome, right? But it was just an immaturity, and I'm glad I moved past it.
I agree with you too, but and talk and we don't obviously we're not gonna dive into the nitty-gritty details, but to me, like you throw a 26-year-old and I'm confident with a good-looking guy on an island with a bunch of single girls and two girls are, kind of and you're obviously playing your part. I'm not putting this on the girls so anybody listening to this, but I'm like, you have two girls inviting you into a bath. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's an interesting scenario that plays through pretty much every man's head throughout the early stages of their life, no matter what. So, as much as you probably regret that moment, obviously we talk a little bit more about that later and what that developed for you. But in that moment, it almost was like a no-brainer, right?
I mean, I didn't, I don't, I get that we're young, right? But to do it at the expense of someone else's feelings, I think that is where you cross the line, right? I feel like if your partner is open to it and y'all are doing it together, or you have an open relationship and everything's fine, you're not hurting anybody, great, do what you want to do. But I was doing it at the expense of Shantae's feeling, at the expense of Shantae's heart. And I was drinking a lot. I was putting myself in bad positions, right? So it was just me not being responsible, me not thinking about someone else's feeling, me having an ego and doing that. But definitely regret it, right? No fault to the girls that were involved. I wish them all the best of luck, but not something that I'm definitely proud of.
When you sit down at the bonfire for the first time and you're about to see like what's on these tapes for the first time, like what is going through your head?
Oh, my heart is racing, right? I have a lot of confidence in Shantae. She's just never, ever since we've been dating, before we were dating, she's just not that type of girl to be really trying to flirt with people and put herself out there. I always have the way more outgoing personality that sometimes is perceived as flirty just because I'm real talkative, can talk to people well. But I was like, hey, this is a brand new experience. If I know what's going on in our house, right, with the drinking and the games and, first night they're licking stuff off of you and you're like, oh my, what the heck is going on? Right. I'm like, I can only imagine what games they're having to play in the other house. So I was definitely nervous. I didn't know what I was going to see. I held on to that confidence, but everyone has that self-doubt, that creeps into your head. And so it was nerve-wracking for sure. And none of them got easier as they went. Like, obviously, anytime you saw Mark say we got a bonfire, your heart drops. So.
Yeah, it's one of the elements that I love. And I think that's one of the elements that I believe, and obviously you can confirm this, was where we saw this growth in you, right? We saw the back-to-back bonfires where Shantae kind of unleashed in ways that were reactions to your actions, but not with somebody else, right? In
Right.
conversation about you. How did seeing that and seeing her reaction to your actions kind of shift how maybe you saw things within yourself?
Yeah, I think it was I mean, it's a direct reflection of what I was doing to her, right? That broke me. That hurt me a lot to see her that emotional. I think one of the things that was the biggest for me was, how am I supposed to explain this to our kids one day? Right. Like, even in her most vulnerable moment, she's thinking about her future children. That's just who Shantae is, right? That's her heart. And I was just like, man, what am I doing? This is someone that, I love and someone who sees me as, her future husband and father to her kids. And I'm on here making her feel, frankly, like shit. Right. So that hurt me a lot. And some of my responses at the beginning were very deflective and maybe, egotistical, like still trying to explain myself. And I think that's my problem a lot, is I try to talk my way out of things or explain myself, hey, this is why I'm doing it. Well, I just needed to shut up and own it, right? And say, hey, I'm making terrible decisions. I need to fix it. But that hurt for sure.
One of my favorite things about Temptation Island, I've been watching since season one, is Mark L. Wahlberg. To
Yeah.
me, he's one of my favorite hosts, and I think he stands out different from the rest because he actually seems like he cares about his cast. And I've talked to many cast members who have said, "How did he help you on this journey?"
Oh yeah, Mark is incredible. I think all of us can agree if we were half the man Mark is, we'd done pretty well in life. And I know I heard a little snippet that he said where he's like, man, maybe I should have opened up more, opened Brianna up more or any of the guys. And I'm like, in my eyes, he did a great job because his reactions, to some of the things I said was him being like, wow, I love my wife, I would never do these things. So it's honest. It's like a good man hearing what a young, immature man would say. That's an honest reaction. So I'd never faulted him for that. But he helped me a lot. He really makes you sit back and he doesn't tell you what to do. He just, kind of lets you talk through it and makes you dive deeper into your thought process. He'll catch words you say or things you say and be like, hey, stop there. Let's talk about that. Why do you have that mindset? Right. And it really makes you reflect on yourself. I know he's not like a licensed therapist or whatever. He could be if he wanted to be. He's incredible at what he does. He's been phenomenal ever since the show. And he sh should host every single show if that was a thing. He is absolutely incredible.
I agree with that. Like he, I love the way he calls people out, right? He's not afraid to say, "Hey, man, you're wrong." You know what I mean?
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
and that's needed. You know what
We
I
were
mean?
wrong a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and he's older, he's wiser. He's been through it. He understands, and that's why I think he's so great because he's looking at, hey, I was once in your shoes at 26 years old, at 25 years old, or he had people who struggled with it and that his friends has been through it and gotten out of it and been successful or not been successful. So he knows both parts of it. I think that's what makes Mark so special.
Totally agree.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And it was the final bonfire before the final bonfire. We really see you kind of unload, right? You know what I mean? There's that emotional element that kind of triggers in you about your upbringing, about some of the things that might have been triggered and why maybe that shaped you into the man that you were. Talk to me about unpacking those feelings, not just unpacking them, but unpacking them in this environment.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was scary because I had never really, a lot of times in your life, you kind of push things to the side and keep it moving, right? So, like I told you, I went from high school to D1 basketball for 4 years. From right after that, I went to 2 more years of D1 basketball. Then I had 1 month to get to Atlanta and start working and figuring out being a financial advisor, it was all commission. There was no paycheck. So you get to go out and hustle. And so I never stopped, right? And figured out why I was like, hey, I'm still successful living my life, you know? But this show in this environment makes you stop and really look at yourself and where you're at now and how you got there. And that's what Mark really opened up, just talking about, hey, how were you raised? Tell me about your childhood, because it stemmed from, and I just broke down and all those emotions I probably held down for 25 years at the point at that time, came out. It was difficult, childhood being adopted is tough. Being in the foster system's tough. We didn't have like the best foster system in home. It was very rocky being adopted as a black guy into an, all white family. Right? It's different. Was everything perfect? No. Do I love my parents to death? Yes. And I think that's something that I want people who watch the show who think, oh my goodness, his parents must have. No parent is perfect. Right? The abuse when I was younger in the foster system, yeah, that wasn't them. That was bad. Right? But growing up, it was difficult. And we had five kids in the house, but they raised a good young man. They raised someone who knew how to respect their elders, how to shake hands with people, how to make eye contact, and how to be successful and don't make excuses. So I want that to definitely be on record that I do have good parents. I was like, man, that could be looked at so terribly. Like, obviously it was difficult, and I do have childhood trauma. My parents, my biological parents were, drug addicts and went to jail, and it was a lot, a lot of stuff that went on there. So I had to address all that and how I was raised, but it did help me out a lot, and I was glad I was vulnerable. I've gotten DMs from people who are like, hey, your story really touched me, the way I grew up. So I'm proud of that, and it did help me figure some things out.
Yeah, I was sitting here, my wife watches all these shows with me, and we're sitting there watching it, and I'm like, damn, Breon's got me over here in tears, man. I was like, that it was such a beautiful, because it was such a, if you watch, I mean, anybody watches the show, that's a different person than what we saw that walked onto this island. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole different human being, and I love that for you. You know what I mean? When we make it to that final bonfire, right? And you're getting ready to sit down with Shantae, and you're ready to kind of face the music in some elements of the face-to-face nature of everything that kind of went on throughout Temptation Island. What's going through your mind, especially with kind of the uncertainty of what was ahead for you and your relationship?
Obviously very nerve-wracking. People don't know, you drive around in that car for like an hour and a half before you ever get to the bonfire. You're just driving in circles. So you have a lot of time to think. And I knew I grew a lot, but I knew I had hurt her a lot, right? And I was very okay with the decision. If she chose to leave, that made complete sense. But I was like, hey, the best I can do as a man right now, because I've been a boy for the last year, probably we've been dating in the last 2, 3 weeks on the island, it's just to be honest and be open and say, hey, I've grown. What I did is not okay. How I treated you was not okay. Even before the show, I've grown to be more emotionally open here, to understand my problems, to want to go to therapy, and just to treat you better and to be the man that you see the potential in me that I didn't see in myself. And now you are going to see what you wanted to see before, right? You're going to see a better man. And I was like, hey, all I could do is be open and honest, right? And the good thing is, me and Shantae were best friends before we ever started dating, right? So in that moment, and what I feel so heartbroken over now is that we have all these cameras and we are being very honest and very vulnerable, right? And when I'm talking to her, she's like, wow, I haven't heard these things from Breon. He doesn't get emotional. He doesn't get like this. This is brand new for me. And yes, for the TV and for the camera, would it look nice if she said F you and whatever, walked away? Yes, that would have been, right, TV. But Shantae, as you know, she's not a woman about the TV. She's all about being real. And she's like, hey, this is someone I love. I want to hear him out at least, right? That didn't mean we're going to leave the island and be together and everything's fine and dandy. That means, hey, we're about to go talk about this when the cameras aren't around, so you can tell me what's actually going on these last 3 weeks. Because I'm just seeing this glimpse, but then I'm seeing a totally different you. What's going on here? Something's not adding up. Let's go talk about it. And like Ashley and Grant, I respect what they happened, right? They left the island separate. She said no, look great for TV. They went and tried to date again. It didn't work out. Completely fine, right? We, same thing. We said, hey, let's talk about it. And it did work out. So no fault, even no, no, either, nothing is wrong either way. I just don't want people like Shantae didn't stand on business. No, she's not here to make a TV moment. That just shows her grace and who she is as a person. I was very grateful for that.
Yeah, I mean, if it, you could, there's so many different elements of Shantae, not to speak for, but when you watch her, you could tell she's not, it's not about TV. Because if it was about TV, she definitely wouldn't have been all in her feelings watching your video. She would have probably been trying to do something else or make it, instead of having genuine reaction to your actions, she was more, again, like you said, worried about this is the man that I wanted to marry. This is the man that I wanted to be the father of my children. How am I going to explain this to my children? Many, you know what I mean? Like it was always, and I was always, yeah, I mean, she always came to your defense almost, you know what I mean? Even after seeing the wild and crazy moment. So I definitely, I like that. When you hear the words, I'll leave the island with you. How did you feel in that moment?
I was, as you see, I was just hugged her. I was like, oh my goodness, wow. Like, okay. I felt amazing, but I also knew we had a lot of work to do, right? I didn't know, like, oh, I got her back. Like, no, that's not the case. I'm serious about changing. I'm serious about being a better person. I have a lot of explaining to do. I have a lot of trust to gain back. And I need to go to therapy, like I said, and that has been incredible. You know, I was like, okay, she's giving me an opportunity to be a better person in life, not only for her, but just for our kids, for my own future. And I have to be able to show that. I need to sit here and explain to her everything that's going on in my head, everything that happened in the house, and be completely open and honest. Because that's what she wanted to hear. And then after that, if she gives me the chance, after she hears everything, when we get back, you know, to the mainland, I need to show that every single day, right? I need to continue to progress towards that. To be someone she can trust again and feel safe with again. And it's always going to be a work in progress, right? It's been a whole year since the show came out, and we've had great times, we've had struggles. Obviously, this time right now is not the easiest that everyone had to relive our trauma and our pain and stuff we had to go to therapy for. But I think in a relationship, and I know my parents are high school sweethearts, it's work every day. You know, being on Netflix, not being on Netflix, it's not easy regardless. And so I just had to grow up. I was very thankful that she gave me the opportunity to explain myself, but the work continues.
For sure. And I think that's one of the things that I find interesting is like understanding what it's been like. Obviously you worked for the last year, right? You work through that stuff. You kind of go to therapy, you work on each other, but then it comes time for the show, right? And then maybe there's elements of the show that maybe we didn't know about. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying there is, but just elements of certain things that happen. How have you guys balanced, and how have you, more so than her, that we're talking to each other here, but how have you kind of balanced that, even with what seems to be quite strong backlash online? What's it been like handling that and trying to maybe keep together what you built for so much over the last year?
And it's definitely difficult reliving it, right? Because we had worked past it as much as we could. It's always something that you're thinking about, like, oh, we got this show coming out. And I think that goes back to leaving the island together is there's a lot of stuff you forget. You know, when something you went through you don't want to remember, a lot of conversations you forget. A lot of things we talked about on the island right after we left together that I didn't even remember that came out on the island, right? Things are edited, all types of things. But it's been very difficult, I would say, for me personally, knowing the man I am and knowing, you know, I'm not the shittiest person on earth. I made it look like I was the shittiest person on earth. Netflix didn't help me out either, but yeah, no excuses though. So it's been really difficult because we do have, you know, we do love each other a lot, and she sees everything that's getting sent to me, and you know, I want to fight back sometimes and just like, no, you don't understand this and you don't understand that. But at the end of the day, I got to own it. I got to, you know, if I was a viewer and I saw what they saw, I would be very upset too. A lot of these people just care for Shantae, right? And they're just like, why would you ever stay? I get it completely. So it's just been tough working through it, not responding, not backlashing, not posting videos, trying to laugh at myself a little bit, but also tell people like, listen, I have grown. Right. I am not who I was this time last year. And even for her, it's tough because she has family who've never, you know, some people have never met me. Some of her friends are like, well, we knew he had a threesome, but like, this is insane, the things he's saying. And that's tough for her, but we've decided, hey, we're the only ones who know what we went through. We've worked through this. We're going to continue to work through it, and we're not going to let the internet break us apart. You know, we've been through hell and back. If she's been struggling, I've been wanting to help her, pull her up. In the real world, if I've been struggling, she's helped me. And we're not going to let go of that because some people are unhappy with our relationship. Let them be unhappy. And we know that we got work to do, but we're very happy with each other. So, but it's been a tough time, and I feel more for her than anything right now because I put her in the position. And she's getting a lot of hate and a lot more hate than anyone suspected. And I, you know, I feel terrible for it, but all I can do is be here for her and try to show the world that I'm someone deserving being with.
Yeah. And speaking of that, obviously, I'm sure you came close friends with a lot of the guys on the island, right? You know, the four of you guys kind of went on that journey that only you guys can really understand what this process is like, and obviously maybe past cast members, but only you guys in this experiment right now, because this is being shown to way more viewers than ever before. You know, Temptation Island coming to Netflix on the biggest platform in the entire world. Have you kind of relied on each other through this process as well?
Yeah, most definitely. I think outside looking in, you're not going to understand, but those four guys were someone, you know, we grew together. It feels like we were best friends in 3 weeks because of all the conversations. They didn't show all the conversations, but there were so hours long conversations we had with each other. And they've been incredible, right? You know, reassuring me, reassuring Shantae. I've been reassuring them like, hey, it's okay. You know, they're getting a lot of backlash as well. And so it's nice to have people that went through it with you that understand where you're coming from, that can speak on certain things. I think one of the most disheartening things through it all is, you know, people obviously want to become social media famous. They want the clicks and the views. And we're a lot of the butt in the end of the jokes, you know, is the guys of the house are getting a lot of that. And some of these people, you know, thought might have been your friends or been cool over the last year. You know, they're making the TikToks and the, you know, to get the views up, and you understand it. It sucks, but that's why we have each other, just to kind of lean on each other with it.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, speaking about that, we see this is, I think, 3 weeks, right? You guys filmed for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What is something maybe that you guys did or there was something that was fun that didn't get aired, right? Maybe something that you enjoyed or something that happened at the islands you guys had a lot of fun with that maybe didn't end up on the cutting room floor.
I think the coolest part for me was we'd have these times. I mean, they'd bring the cameras in there, didn't show it, but we'd have these times where we just go up to Tyler's room. He had like a little attic room. Tyler's a great guitar player. Grant's a great guitar player. And we would just like make songs and laugh and have a good time. The corniest songs you've ever heard, by the way. Like in the heat of the moment, you think you're making a hit. It's bullshit, right? But it was a great time, and it showed us in a light where we're not trying to cheat on our girlfriends. You know, it showed us in like a lighter, fun light. And I think I really appreciate a lot of the single girls have come out and been like, I'll be like, oh, Brian, was this Brian? I'm like, no, Brian was like a really cool, fun person in the house, you know? And my edit was my edit. I get it for the show. But it would have been nice to, you know, to show more of a fun side to us. And like, hey, we all left the island. We're all friends. You know, I follow the single girls. They follow all of me. We've talked a billion times. So I don't know. It's... I wish they would have.
You hear that, Netflix? We need the Temptation Island season six mixtape to release. You know what I mean? We want to hear all the songs.
They had to take the guitar from Grant. Okay, Grant. They loved, like, that was a music house. It became like Best Friend Island at some point in there, where they're like, I know they're just like, we're getting no content here, guys. We got to take the guitar.
Like, if we don't take the guitar, something's bound not to happen. Okay, guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of music. It was a lot of fun times, but all those people are incredible. I don't judge anyone. I'm not going to be making TikToks about anybody. Is there truth that could be shed? Maybe. It's not mine to speak on. Who cares? I fucked up. I did what I did. I made wrong decisions, and I'm here to just address that and to be better. Everybody else, I just wish all the success to.
Absolutely, man. My final question to you is, it's what's next for Brian?
Well, what's next for me is just enjoying life, trying to move past this. I literally love my job. I tell you, I have medical sales is an incredible job when you're working with people who save lives. And then I would say we've moved in together, me and Shantae. Everyone keeps asking about the engagement, you know, down the road for sure. But just enjoying life, Getting she has an incredible Pilates. She's a Pilates instructor. So making sure people know about that and seeing her success grow, like getting something out of the show, if you're going to get something. But I tell people all the time, like, I'm not trying to be an influencer. That's not my goal here. I post, you probably follow me. I post just the most normal things. Like, I'm watching basketball. I got a dog. I'm not here to be social media famous. I love my life. I love my career. It was a cool experience, but I just want to move past it, be with Shantae, be a good boyfriend, future husband, future father, and make people laugh. That's about
Yeah, I mean, when we got on, guys, he had 4 different March Madness games going on in the
it.
background.
I am the most.
I appreciate you coming out on a Friday night of March Madness to come chat with me, man. I
Oh
really
yeah,
do.
I really appreciate, I appreciate you as well, man. I definitely want to be able to talk a little bit. My schedule doesn't pertain where I can be at every reunion they want us to be at, and I can't lose my job. All right, I got bills. Shantae would leave me at that point.
Exactly right. Oh, now you're broken. All right.
But I appreciate you. This has been awesome. I looked at some of your stuff. What you do is incredible. Very thankful for you. And hopefully people can hear my side a little bit and ease off the brakes. So.
Yeah, and that's the biggest goal of this podcast. And since I've opened it up, is when I do these interviews, I want people to see a different variation of what we see on the screen. There is an edit. There is and but that, there's also an accountability factor, right? There's accountability in your words and your actions and what we've seen over the last year. And I've seen the hate, and I've seen how it can take a toll on people. And I'm not sitting here telling you just wait 3 years from now when people discover Temptation Island for the first time. You know what I mean? I talk to people all the time with, like, they're on the ultimatum and they're just now watching season two. So the same people from season two, like 5 years ago, are getting hate message. I hate you. You're a terrible person. 3 years from now, you'd be like, hey man, you're the asshole that had that threesome, aren't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's like,
yeah.
it's
It
gonna be
doesn't.
that.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. One of my friends out here, he runs OTE now, and he was on, I think, like season two of Temptation Island. But he's like, he still gets people just, randomly, man. Like, just, oh, you're the. So, I
Oh
mean, it is
yeah.
what it is. In life, you take your punches,
Absolutely.
and you move on. Nobody's perfect, but you got to learn from your mistakes and just be a better human being. So.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.